Hi, I'm here with Connie Chung. Hi, Connie. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
All right, good. Congratulations for your husband and for you. We're all in it together, right?
We are in it together. But I think I've really benefited from him much more than he's benefited from me, really. It's true, because he was the best person to give me advice. I mean, he has a keen, wise sense of what the right thing to do is regarding our careers. I mean, both of our careers. So he's been, you know, bumbling along in his own way, but reaching the heights of success at the end of the day.
He said his name was Mr. Chung. I don't know why he says this. He just did.
Well,
I have it recorded.
Well, you know, he did tell you the story of why he refers to himself as Mr. Chung. When we first got married, we were living in two different cities. I was in New York and he was in Washington, D.C. So when he would come up on weekends, and I'd go down on weekends, he'd come up on weekends and he'd say to the front desk of my building, I'm Connie Chung's husband. You know, please admit me. And they would say, Connie, it's Mr. Chung.
Let me ask two last quick questions. What is good news for you? What would be good news for you? Any aspect of your life?
Oh, what would be good news? You know, this sounds like a Miss America type of question.
Oh, it is.
You know, in many ways, I find the news every day tumultuous. Every morning I wake up to news that I think is bad news. And I just want to wake up one morning and not have the weight of the world feeling like it's on my shoulders as a citizen. And it's not only what's happening in Washington, but with all of these sexual harassment stories, it's sad. I'm glad, but it's very sad. I'm glad that we as women finally have our time to let it all out, to scream to the heights about these incidents. Because every woman has a story. Every woman has a story to tell.
Last question, we're very about world peace. What's peace mean to you?
You know, peace to me was when I grew up in the 50s under the Eisenhower administration, post-World War II. I don't know. Maybe it was because I was just a kid, but I felt the world was at peace. And I don't feel that way now, for good reason. And that concerns me greatly. Honestly, I wake up every morning anxious about it.
All right. We're making life better. Thank you so much.
Thank you.